Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Josedita, J-O-S-E-D-I-T-A, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Josedita Phillips is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7-12-21 when she fell on a wet floor. But as a result, she believes she injured her left elbow, shoulder, and hip and went to urgent care afterwards. Appreciates further evaluation and treatment, including laminectomy on the back and shoulder manipulation. Period. She is unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in March of 2023 by way of physical therapy. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Phillips was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 7-12-21. Period. She was turning off her machine and slipped and fell, injuring her left buttock, elbow, and left ankle. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with low back pain and sprain of the left shoulder. Period. X-rays of both areas were unremarkable. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. Follow-up at Inspira occurred over the next few weeks. Period. On 8-2-21, she was referred for an MRI of the lumbar spine and of the shoulder. Period. These studies were done on 8-13-21 of the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. She returned to Inspira on 9-13-21, at which time she was referred to orthopedics for the left shoulder. Period. It was thought she developed adhesive capsulitis and would consider a cortisone injection. Period. New paragraph. She then underwent orthopedic treatment, as will be described shortly. Period. On 12-27-21. She presented to reopen her case. Period. She stated the left hip and lower back were not really addressed. Period. She had an MRI of the left shoulder and lower back, but not on the hip. Period. She was referred for orthopedic consultation relative to her low back pain and was continued on modified activities. Period. The lumbosacral spine x-rays on 7-12-21 showed mild degenerative changes but no acute abnormalities. Paired left shoulder x-rays were read as normal. Paired. She did have the aforementioned left shoulder MRI on 8-13-21 to be inserted as marked. Paired new paragraph. Ms. Phillips was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 10-18-21. Period. He reviewed the MRI of the left shoulder that showed some fluid in the subacromial space and a mild glenohumeral ligament sprain, but was otherwise unremarkable. Period. He opined she had post-traumatic pan-capsular adhesive capsulitis, for which he recommended a manipulation and injection under anesthesia. Period. She did submit to such testing and treatment. Period. On 12-16-21, he wrote she had essentially full range of motion of the shoulder, except for slight restriction on internal rotation. Period. Strength was excellent in all planes. Period. She continues to complain of pain on flexion and abduction. Period. MRI showed no significant tearing. Period. She was to finish out therapy and returned to full duty effective 12-20-21. But he also provided her with a home TheraBand set and pulley system. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner returned to Dr. Dwyer on 1-10-22. Stated her shoulder was feeling sore and she was not currently working. Period. reminded her that she was cleared to return to work effective 12/2021, but she did not do so. Pretty did not see any indication to maintain her out-of-work status based on the positive findings on MRI and physical exam. Pretty explained this appears to be predominantly a pain issue. Pretty saw no surgical indication. Pretty did perform a corticosteroid injection to the left shoulder on this visit. Pretty noted she had a history of thyroid disease and was on Synthroid, which increases her propensity to develop adhesive capsulitis. Period. On 1/27/22, she was seen in the same group by Dr. D'Isabella. Period. He referenced a lumbar MRI that showed bulging discs with foraminal encroachment at L3-4 and L4-5. Here there is a small central disc herniation at L5-S1, which is not touching the central cord or foramen. Pretty placed her in physical therapy and started her on naproxen and cyclobenzaprine. Pretty also referred her for pain management consultation. Period. She followed up with Dr. Dwyer through 2/21/22. Period. He cleared her to continue to work without restriction from the perspective of her left shoulder. Period. She was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen by pain specialist Dr. Fitzhenry on 3/10/22 for her lumbar pain. Period. His impression was low back pain / lumbar radiculopathy secondary to the work accident in July of 2021. The plan was to perform epidural steroid injection under fluoroscopy. Period. She returned to him on 4/5/22, stating the injection done on 3/21/22 provided 50% relief. This was injection 1 of 3. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry monitored her progress. Period. On 7/26/22, he learned she had never started physical therapy due to some type of unspecified workers' compensation issue. Period. She was to start work hardening 3 months ago. Her pain has now almost returned to pre-injection levels. The plan is for a repeat lumbar epidural steroid injection and to start work hardening on August 2nd. Period. She was to return after completing same and then would undergo a functional capacity evaluation. Period. On 9/13/22, Dr. Fitzhenry opined she had exhausted conservative treatment, and he felt a surgical consult was warranted. She was prescribed Flexeril and continued on light duty. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw on 10/4/22. Period. She reported the first injection gave 50% relief, comma, the second 90% relief, comma, and the third 50% relief. Period. Her lower back is feeling sore and had pain radiating down her right side and into her right leg. Period. He referred her for an EMG. Period. On 11/1/22, he wrote it was being done on 11/3/22. Period. He had her undergo another lumbar MRI on 10/24/22 to be inserted. Here she followed up with Dr. Shaw. Period. On 11/15/22, he noted EMG failed to demonstrate a radiculopathy. although it was worth noting that such studies can fail to detect up to 30% of radiculopathies. Period. He wrote it was possible that she has, quote, irritation of, end quote, rather than compression of a right lumbar or S1 nerve root to account for her symptoms. Here they discussed the broad spectrum of treatment options. Period. On 12/29/22, she was seen by physician assistant Ferraro, F-E-R-R-A-R-O. And again on 1/19/23, she was 1 week and 6 days, status post lumbar laminectomy and decompression bilaterally at L4-5 and left L5-S1 on 1/6/23 by Dr. Shaw. Period. She followed up with Dr. Shaw through 3/12/23. Period. He felt she had reached the treatment plateau from a spine surgical perspective. Period. He would limit her work activities as outlined by her functional capacity evaluation, for which she did put forth a full effort. Period. In paragraph on 11/12/21, Dr. Dwyer performed left shoulder surgery to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry administered epidural injection to the lumbar spine on 3/21. 22, comma, 4/18, 22, comma, and 8/22/22. Paired new paragraph, she did undergo the aforementioned lumbar MRI on 10/24/22. That was compared to the study of 2021. But those results will be inserted here. Period. She did participate in an FCE on 2/23/23. Period. It determined she had the ability to perform 86.3% of the physical demands of her job as a dialysis technician. Period. They observed she put forth full effort. Period. Overall, she was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Paired motion of the right shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower normal. Spine cervical. Active extension was to 45 degrees and left rotation to 60 degrees, but was full in all other spheres without discomfort. Paired thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral inspection revealed a right paramedian longitudinal scar measuring 1.5 inches in length, but preserved lordotic curve. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees, complaining of tightness, but no pain. Paired extension bilateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired, she was tender to palpation overlying her scar, but the rest is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees elicited only mild low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 60 degrees. Paired, and then insert this. I have jumped around in the lumbar spine exam here so that the parts will have to be sewn together as we normally do. Impressions. On 7/12/21, Joe Zadita Phillips slipped and fell while at work. Paired, we've seen an urgent care the same day and underwent lumbar sacral spine x-rays. Paired, she then was seen orthopedically and quickly had an MRI of the left shoulder on 8/31/21 to be inserted here. Paired, she improved with conservative care and was discharged. Paired, paragraph, however, she returned with persistent symptoms leading to a lumbar MRI of 10/24/22 and then one on 2/7/23. Paired, she did have some relief with epidural injections, Petrie ultimately underwent surgery to the spine by Dr. Shaw to be inserted here. Paired physical therapy was rendered postoperatively. Petrie participated in an FCE that deemed she was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Paired new pancreas, current exam found there to be full range of motion about the left shoulder with crepitus. Paired provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Paired she had somewhat variable range of motion about the lumbar spine where provocative maneuvers were negative but clinically significant. Dyspathology, spinal stenosis, or radiculopathy. Paired new pancreas, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Paired there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left shoulder or left arm. Period. And that is the end.